Now, Ivan, over the course of an interview you did about 30 minutes ago, we learned that less than half of the new homes that Ireland needs. We hear yesterday that 700,000 people are renting. We hear every other day that those rents are going up year on year. We hear about the pressure and the queues of people going to view houses on a Saturday and a Sunday, or viewing multiple houses, trying to find a roof for their family, or trying to get out of an apartment and into a home to have a garden for their children. We hear all of that all of the time. But what we learned in this interview was that less than half of the homes that were needed last year were delivered.
Yeah, I was speaking to Tom Parlin, the boss of the Construction Industry Federation. The reason was that the Building Information Index shows that year on year, for the first quarter of this year relative to the first quarter of 2014, the number of construction activities by value dropped over 300 million. They dropped basically a fifth, 20%. Now, he explained, actually, there was a particular spike because of new building regulations, and that after the March date, they went straight down again. So that is a reasonable explanation. But there are critical issues still at the front line of construction, because it looks like, he said, only 12,000 new houses will be built this year.
The so hold on, we need 25,000 a year, it's estimated, and only 11,000 were built last year and 12,000 this year.
That's what he's saying. The problems, access to finance. He said working capital was costing up to 16% for builders. Still no resolution of the mortgage arrears crisis. Planning regulations being slow. He actually said the average period between getting planning, applying for planning permission and actually starting to move a shovel on the site was 70 weeks, nearly a year and a half. And he said there's skills shortages in the industry. So all those problems are things that the government are in denial about. Now, there have been an increase in the employment in the sector, and we're probably at the forefront in Europe of construction, but very serious supply side problems continuing, well into the housing crisis.
The other thing we're looking at today